Grace Potter, The Nocturnals. They're going to have a new album coming out pretty soon, I think. Ray LaMontagne before that, Project 101.5. Got a guest in the studio right now. Terry Reeb is in residence at the Santa Fe Art Institute and will be doing a presentation tonight, 6 p.m. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about it?
Great. Well, I'm going to be talking about my practice. Last 15 years as an artist, I've been working with GPS to create sound installations in the landscape. So as you walk, the sounds play back automatically, and they are
from
very
where?
Site-specific.
From the clouds? Where?
If only. It's actually, at this point, they basically play off your mobile phone. But 15 years ago, you had to carry a 10-pound laptop with a GPS and about 5 pounds of ice to keep it from overheating.
Okay. So kind of like, have you seen those museum installations they used to have with the headphones and the Walkman you'd walk around with?
Right. It's like kind that, like but that. It's outdoor and
just
it's
activated.
Large scale.
Yeah.
Outdoor. You have to walk a lot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So
maybe, or drive or
maybe
bicycle.
For like gigantic kind of installations?
They are landscape scale for sure.
Really?
Some of them have been based car-based, some are bicycle-based, some have required people to walk 22 kilometers. This one will be smaller.
That sounds pretty cool. How long have you been working on this?
The project I'm working on now at the Santa Fe Art Institute will be presented in September, and I'm working with collaborators, two of whom are from Farmington, and we will have collaborated for 9 months at the point that the piece is presented.
Wow. Cool. So what are you working towards? What's going to be the end result of all of this?
So the sound installation will be set on the campus of the Institute of American Indian Arts. And so it's open to the public. It will be a downloadable app. And there will also be a spatialized sound composition designed for the dome, which will give people another way of accessing some of the sound content.
Sounds cool. So what are you going to show people tonight? Or are you going to show them how this works? Are you going to give them examples, make them walk around and listen to things on their phone? What
tonight,
are you doing?
Tonight will be more of a spectator sport. I'll be speaking about my practice the last 15 years, showing examples from a piece I did in Germany on the landscape. It's out at the Wadden Sea, where the water goes out at low tide, 5 miles, and you can go walk on the tidal flats. I'll show another piece that was set on an island in the Boston Harbor that is a landfill park. It used to be a dump for the city of Boston for over 50 years, but they've remediated that landscape now. And I'll show another work that I did also in Germany that looks at the role of popular media and culture in shaping our landscape perceptions. So that one deals more with music. And
wow. So. Now, let me ask you this. You might have to stop and think about it for a second, or you might not. If you had all the money and all the time in the world, what would you want to do with this technology? What's your big idea?
Well, I actually feel like this project I'm working on now represents something of that moment in my practice.
Okay.
Because I've really shifted to looking at landscape from other cultural perspectives than my own. And so for me, this is a learning process. I get to kind of work with communities that are new or different or foreign to me and really understand the way that they look at landscape. And so in this instance, I've been working with Native Americans and that to me is a wholly different way of being in landscape and experiencing the whole that it implies.
Mm-hmm. Now, did they call you or did you call them?
Oh, I called them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Said, hey, I've got this great idea for you.
Yeah, well, no. I think that's part of the really interesting challenge of doing community-based work. It's a slow process, and getting to know people and gain their trust takes time. So, in fact, I was introduced to my first collaborator, Carmelita Topaja, through a colleague of mine who's worked with Navajo community for 10 years now on a landscape and language project. And we got to know each other as artists just through that process, incidentally, and then this unfolded from there.
Cool. All right. Well, I hope it goes well. And the presentation is tonight. Terry Reeb, thanks for coming in. It's 6 p.m. at Tipton Hall. I'm going to have Michelle pipe in and remind me of anything I may have forgotten to bring up.
I don't think you forgot to bring up anything. Terry is here as a, she's actually a special residency project type person with the Isaiah 2012 conference, which is something that will happen in September, which has something to do with art and science and how they intermingle. And as you can tell by Terry's work, that's really appropriate. And the Art Institute, it's also part of our season of visiting artists called Half-Life Patterns of Change, which you can see all about on our website. And Terry's work fits into that really nicely in many ways. And the Art Institute is very, very engaged in community work. So Terry just fits in beautifully with everything that we're doing. And it's a really wonderful collaboration. And we're super glad she's here.
All right. Does everybody need to bring a GPS device of some kind tonight? Or can they participate without one?
I think tonight is a watcher. You'll be watching and learning about what's going on. And then in September, you'll be able to go up to the Dome and walk around the IAIA campus and check out Terry's piece.
All right. Thanks, ladies, for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Have a good time tonight.